WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed today, trust me, I get it. Between work deadlines, social pressures, and just trying to keep up with life, sometimes it feels like gratitude takes a backseat. But hear me out on this one, folks, because cultivating gratitude can be a seriously powerful tool for navigating the craziness of daily life. Think about it. When was the last time you truly felt grateful for something? Maybe it was a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply the ability to take a deep breath and appreciate the sunshine. These little moments of gratitude can have a ripple effect, changing your entire outlook and boosting your resilience in ways you might not expect. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of gratitude right now. Number 1. Gratitude is a choice. It's not about waiting for life to hand you sunshine and rainbows, it's about actively choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the challenges. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic? Instead of letting your mind spiral into frustration, try shifting your perspective and appreciating the opportunity to listen to your favorite podcast or catch up on a voicemail. Number 2. Gratitude rewires your brain. Seriously, studies show that practicing gratitude can actually change the way your brain functions, making you more optimistic, resilient, and even happier. Think of it like training your brain muscles. The more you focus on what you're grateful for, the stronger those positive neural pathways become. Number 3. Gratitude doesn't diminish the challenges. Don't get me wrong, feeling grateful doesn't mean ignoring the tough stuff. Life is full of ups and downs, but practicing gratitude helps you navigate those difficult times with more grace and perspective. It's about acknowledging the struggles while also recognizing the blessings that still exist in your life. Number 4. Gratitude fosters connections. When we express gratitude to others, it strengthens our relationships and builds a sense of community. Take a moment today to thank someone who has made a difference in your life, a friend who listened when you needed them, a colleague who offered support, or even a stranger who held the door open for you. And lastly, number 5. Gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others to cultivate gratitude. That's perfectly okay. Just remember to keep practicing, and don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. The important thing is to keep showing up for yourself and choosing to focus on the good. Now, let me tell you about a time when gratitude truly made a difference for me. Last month, I was going through a super stressful period at work. Deadlines were looming, there were unexpected challenges popping up left and right, and honestly, I felt like I was drowning. But then something happened. I started taking a few minutes each day to write down 3 things I was grateful for. It could be anything, a beautiful sunset, a delicious cup of tea, or even just the fact that I had a roof over my head and food on the table. And you know what? It shifted something inside me. I started feeling less overwhelmed, more focused, and even more creative. The power of gratitude can literally change your perspective and help you navigate even the toughest situations with more grace and resilience. Remember, it's not about pretending everything is perfect, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even in the midst of challenges. So, my friends, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. What are 3 things you can be grateful for right now? Take a moment to think about them, really feel them, and let those feelings of gratitude fill you up. Remember, even small moments of appreciation can make a big difference in your overall well-being. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Let me know what resonates with you, what challenges you're facing, or what grateful moments you've experienced lately. I can't wait to hear from you and keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay resilient, and always remember the power of gratitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.